Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend John Berlisle. He's a senior fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. John, tell us about it.
Well, we were started 34 years ago, by Fred Smith, out of his it's an entrepreneurial story, out of his apartment with three people, and we've grown to a staff of more than 30. We look out and we hear from small businesses the regulations that are bothering them, and we try to bring a check to the regulatory agencies by saying that by trying to fight some of these head-ons, but also come up with a system, the system the framers intended, where major regulations have to be approved by Congress.
Yeah.
No regulation without representation, and our website is CEI.org.
What do you see coming up for the rest of the year in this Congress? What are some other things that need to be worked on that have a legitimate shot of making a difference?
I think a lot of these access to capital bills, the bipartisan ones, like the liberalized, say, the accredited investor. So if you are a proven expert as far as investment advisor, broker dealer, but don't have $1 million in liquid cash, that you could still invest with the big boys and some of these angel investor things in private companies, mm-hmm. making it easier for companies to go public by the Fostering Innovation Act that would, expand the exemptions from the Jobs Act for small and mid-sized public companies from like 5 years to 10 years on some of these things, and also something from Tom Cotton, a Republican of Arkansas, and Doug Jones, a Democrat, I guess, of your home state, I believe, that would exempt, small broker dealers in small towns from some of the really onerous rules of the Public Company Accounting Oversight Board created by Sarbanes-Oxley.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm glad to see that they're doing that, because what you're describing are 20th century solutions, because what you're describing is decentralized access to capital, as opposed to the 20th century model, which was centralized access to capital. Right? It was going public, getting on a big board, and then having to make a 90-day conference call report every 3 months.
So, we have the technology where there's, can resolve a lot of the liquidity problems for small companies and access, and connect private and connect investors and entrepreneurs for small, even if companies like just want to have about 100 investors, you can go you could go online, but our laws are stuck in the, we've doubled down on some of the 20th century laws with.
Are you
with
tracking the initial coin offerings, the ICOs, the? Are you tracking that at all? Is that part of your world?
Yeah, we're doing research on what is, so we do.
Tell the audience what those are. Tell the audience, remind them what that is.
It's offering a token. In some ways, where it's usually not a part of the company like a stock offering, but it's a token that could go up in value and helps to usually start a business. And we want
the people typically who invest for those tokens, is that typically a smaller amount of money? It sounds almost like a little bit of crowdfunding. If you're just getting a token,
it really is. It's like crowdfunding, although instead of a T-shirt, they give you a token that could go up in value. I think it is analogous. So I don't think that this.
But is that really?
For, the SEC.
But that almost sounds like it's almost sounds like charity. If I'm going to give you a token for your money, and it might go up in value, it might not, but you don't have any stock in the company. That almost sounds a little bit like charity, John. It doesn't attract me very much. What do you think?
Well, I mean, we have choices, and that's something consumers, investors should evaluate. But it should be, you know, as long as things are disclosed to everyone, it should be up to the individual whether someone wants to do that. Some people like to, you know, I mean, to help out a small guy. I get that.
But anyway, that's ICO. You need to come. I need to have you come back and we'll spend more time on ICOs. How about that?
That'd be great.
All right. Hey, John, I need the website again one more time.
CEI.org.
All right. Hey, good job today, John. Will you come back soon?
I will. I will. Right. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, John. John Berlau, ladies and gentlemen, with the Competitive Enterprise Institute. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after this hour. I got to take a quick one. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.